This Fab FM Voice of the Douglas Shire podcast is proudly brought to you by Bendigo Bank, Port Douglas and Mossman, offering a full range of competitive banking products and technology you'd expect from a big bank with the personal service and care you'd expect from us. Drop into your nearest branch at Port Village Shopping Centre or Front Street Mossman. Bendigo Bank, the better big bank.
Well, this one's the 35th anniversary of the B2B Bash, so it's a big year. We had Dick Smith, who, of course, started the Bash 35 years ago. He waved the official start flag in Bondi just over 7 days ago, 8 days ago. So he sent us off. It's a big year, and in 35 years, we've raised over $200 million on the B2B.
$200 million.
Yep, over $200 million over 35 years of the Bash. So that's certainly a lot of kids doing it tough who've been helped thanks to Variety and all the Bashes over the years.
Now, I've done six Bashes in the state of South Australia, and I know what happens on the Bash stays on the Bash. But what can you tell us? What interesting things have happened?
Look, I think, you know, it's been a big year, 4,500 kilometres, and as to be expected with cars that are 30 years old or more. A few mechanical issues along the way. We were certainly sharing a lot of dusty roads with some big road trains. So that made for interesting driving. But look, it's just, you know, it's 300 Bashes, all great mates, just having a great time and seeing parts of the country that they might not otherwise see.
Great camaraderie, isn't it?
Huge, huge camaraderie. And certainly, you know, you really see that along the way when, you know, you might see a car on the side of the road who's having some mechanical problems and, you know, other Bashers will stop just to make sure they're okay, to lend a helping hand if they can. And then, you know, share a drink with them at the end of the day.
Scott, there's always the characters on there. Who's been your biggest, what car's been the biggest character and the people that are in it?
Yeah, oh look, I think, you know, there's some amazing characters. We've got, you know, our Laverne and Shirley car, who are always popular. We've got the Avengers that the kids at the schools love. But, you know, I think the bus 444 with Chunky and the boys, they're always the first to lend a helping hand. If someone's broken down and needs a ride, they jump on the bus, and they're just real characters. So, you
know, tell us about Chunky. Who's Chunky?
So Chunky, he's been doing the Bash for 30 odd years now, and it's the only bus in the Bash, and it's a big kind of machine that just chugs along, and it's always good fun. So there's always music blaring out of the bus, so you know when it's coming. And it's, you know, we call it the party bus, all in good fun, of course. But yeah, no, they're certainly a bit of an institution on the Bash.
What are some of the challenges that you put the teams through? Give us an idea, because there are challenges every single day, isn't there?
There certainly is. So basically, I think the biggest one is that the Bash teams, they know where they're staying for the night, but they don't know how they're getting there. So every morning, they get given a printout of route notes, and they've got to follow those route notes to the letter. Otherwise, they'll take a wrong turn, and who knows where they'll end up. Got officials along the way, so that if any car's got, you know, get off the beaten track, then we know about it and we can go and follow them and get them back on the right track.
When I was doing the Bash, we were encouraged to bribe officials.
Yes.
Now, is that still the go on your one?
Yeah, absolutely. So bribing is encouraged, but there's also penalties. So if someone's caught without their name badge, then that's a $50 fine. You know, there's lots of different fines along the way, and all that money goes to help more kids in need. So it's all in good fun. All the Bashers are heading out on the reef, out to Bat Reef, being the Bondi to Bat Reef Bash. So that'll be a big day, and then a big official dinner just to wrap up proceedings.
Where will the dinner be?
We're at the Sheraton.
Hello.
Yeah.
You've gone from dusty Bashes to the Sheraton?
That's Sheraton Mirage.
Yeah,
it's, you know, that little bit of luxury right at the end just to thank all the Bashers for all their fundraising efforts. And not just the 10 days of the Bash, but, you know, these Bashers fundraise throughout the year to be able to go on the Bash. So it's a massive commitment. So, yeah, that little bit of luxury at the end just to say thank you.
Well, thank you so much and good luck to you guys. We love you guys. As I said, I've done half a dozen myself and I have a real soft spot for the Bash. You do such a wonderful job. Congratulations
thank
to you.
You,
all of the guys and gals of the Variety Club Bash.
Thank you very much. Really appreciate it.